Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero and Amy K. 6:40 in the morning, your next chance to get your bills paid with Y94, Assure Home Mortgage, Jordal Custom Homes, and Blue Wolf Casino at 7:10 this morning. But we also do it at 8:10 and 12:10 and 4:10. You sign up anytime at Y94.com, or you just simply text money to 35270, because you can't spell money without a Y. Unless you're writing monies, then you could. No?
I mean, it's true.
It is technically.
It's a fact.
I know how to spell, you see?
Yeah.
Pulling a TRQ, a totally random question, out of the box of totally random questions. And what might you have for this? Today's totally random question is, what are some things that sound dirty but aren't? Are there some words and phrases? They're totally normal words and phrases, but maybe they sound a little bit filthy.
If I told you to grab your weenus...
What
would you grab?
I don't think you want me to answer that question.
Weenus. Grab your weenus.
Why do you keep saying
it? Because you said what sounds dirty but isn't. Your weenus is right here.
Your elbow?
It's your elbow saggy skin.
It's your saggy elbow sack?
Yeah, like what you can grab, your little
Gross.
Skin on your elbow.
Why do you have so much weenus?
I don't know, but that is... I know. Is yours that long, too?
I don't think mine is quite that long, no.
Weenus.
Honestly,
grab your weenus.
It's making my arm uncomfortable watching you dangle your elbow skin.
To pull on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope when I'm not old I have saggy weenus.
I don't know how much you're supposed to yank it.
Yank your weenus?
I don't think you're supposed to be yanking it that
much. When we were, in middle school, we would always, that's what we would sing, weenus, grab your weenus. And then we'd all grab our saggy skin.
I mean, middle school, you're currently singing it.
Because I just thought of it. We thought it was funny.
Today's totally random question, what is something that sounds dirty, but totally isn't? 237, it's text 35270. If you got something like Amy K has, a weenus.
Everyone has it.
Coming. Flash the Format Friday. Y94.
Flush the Format Friday, 194, and a TRQ, totally random question. What are some things that sound kind of dirty, but they're not?
My roommate is a baker, mm-hmm. and she's constantly baking cakes, and so she's always asking me, like, is that moist enough?
Which is in the perfect context, I guess.
But it's so gross. So gross.
Yeah, that is a common one. We get texted that one a lot, too. That word, I think, just always rubs people kind of the wrong way, but that is... If there's anybody that can throw the word moist around on a daily basis, it is literally and maybe only a baker.
I was trying to think of another profession, but I truly think baker maybe is the only one.
I don't think there would be unless maybe you were like a ground flooding expert.
Or I guess like anyone in the food business, because like, is your chicken moist enough?
Yep. So anything in the food business, ground soil work, maybe.
Would they really? Is a gardener going to, I guess you need to have moist soil.
Of course. Yeah. Or is it too saturated? Is it too moisty?
Ew.
Ooh, this dirt is moisty. I don't think that's the proper usage of that word. He's seen some texts of things that sound dirty, but not.
Yeah. Someone said F-hole. It's a part of a violin. It's the sound hole. And now that I'm typing it out, I also think sound hole sounds dirty.
You know, it kind of does a little bit.
Someone else said cul-de-sac and coccyx, a.k.a. your tailbone. It's even fun to say.
Well, I tell you, there's days where I just am grateful to the heavens that I'm not the one that stares the text club all day. And this is one of them.
You're afraid to say some of them?
I would. Yep. How not going to have that come on.
Someone said kumquat. Shuttlecock and succulent. Which one?
Pick one. This is a dangerous conversation we have. What is something that sounds dirty, but it truly, honest to goodness, isn't? It is a normal word that means something completely typical, average, and clean, but it sounds naughty. 237, it's text 35270.
Make your Flush the Format Friday request now at 237-HITS.
Back from way back on the radio. Where's that?
Flush the Format Friday, Y94.
House of the morning on this Flush the Format Friday. And the totally random question today, what are some things that sound kind of dirty, but they're not? You got something? Yeah, bro.
I don't know why, but every time I hear the phrase corkscrew, it sounds really dirty.
might just be me. It just sounds really weird.
Yeah, I mean, anything with the word screw in it, screwdriver, corkscrew, just a screw, like I need to go buy some screws from Home Depot, yeah.
I guess I've never thought of that as dirty, and we were saying it a lot when we were on vacation because we were on roller coasters that had corkscrew turns.
Oh, sure, so you just screamed, corkscrew!
No, we weren't...
Corkscrew!
No, we were just describing it.
Whee! Yeah. Corkscrew!
But we were just like, the corkscrew part was scary when we almost went in the water.
And somebody's like, wow, they were really scared of that.
No.
That activity. We've seen some things that sound dirty, but they're totally innocent.
Yeah, someone said, it probably doesn't sound dirty to other people, but I think the term selfie is dirty. To me, it sounds like self-love, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Someone else said uvula. It's the, like, punching bag part in the back of your throat. Someone said throbbing. My wife always says she has a throbbing headache, and I can't help but to laugh. And someone else said, on vacation in Nashville, I took my son to Fuddruckers, and my 8-year-old thought that I shouldn't say that word. He kept saying, Mommy's saying a bad word.
It does sound a little bit, yeah.
I want one of those in Fargo. They had good, like, cheese sauce.
Yeah, it's not a bad place. Yeah. Not a bad place. Things that sound dirty, but they're not really.
I don't know why it always... kind of makes me giggle, but you know when they let kids out of school early and they call it early release?
Oh, yeah. So every time you get that text or something from Fargo Public Schools, you kind of giggle to yourself a little bit. Well, it wasn't a very bad winter, though. There was very few early releases, I'm sure, if any.
I don't think there was.
Which is good. Yeah. Nobody likes an early release.
Yeah. The Y94 Morning Playhouse.